95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Greetings, senor.
I have good news for you.
Talk to me, freaky.
Friday.
Yeah! Woo! Yes!
I was going to say, usually you pound the desk and scare the crap out of me.
And the neighbors downstairs.
Sluggo looks forward to Friday like most people that are starving look forward to a meal.
That's exactly right.
It's super odd.
Yeah. I just like to have absolutely nothing to do and lots to smoke and drink.
Really?
Yeah, just, you know.
When did you become that way? Your whole life.
Yeah, basically. I was going to say eighth grade, but I don't think maybe.
It was long before then.
Yeah.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Aight.
Good news, bad news. A new feature.
Okay.
Good news, bad news.
Oh, nice. I like it.
That's coming up.
Cool.
We're going to talk to Manny Ramirez about the Dodgers.
Oh, good. He's had some really good insights for us.
If you saw the Dodger game last night, but 11-2.
Insane.
And Chris Taylor hit 3 home runs in one game.
Boom.
Which is insane.
Mm-hmm. So Manny will have some thoughts on that, I'm sure.
And maybe I'm sure he will.
Something about a donkey.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
We're going to talk to waiters and waitresses because I have a burning question that I have always asked, and I asked it one time about 15 years ago, and I was very surprised by the answer.
Oh, cool. I like that.
So we're going to do that in the 4 o'clock hour, and then in the 5 o'clock hour,
Request
Fest.
Man, let's party. Turn
it's
it up.
All Request Fest. So Everything that you want to get your weekend started right, you call us with your requests, and we will play them. And we're doing the high-low game.
Yeah. It's up to, let's see, $1,700? Is that right? I do believe so.
This hour before 4 o'clock, your chance to into high-low game and $1,700 plus Red Hot Chili Peppers tickets. Good luck.
I think maybe that's the song that Marcy is listening to while she's pogoing. You know, she's in this major pogo competition.
I did hear that.
It's pretty exciting.
Was she a champion before?
I believe so, yeah. She won like a gold medal or
whatever they give you?
Yeah, a bottle of booze. I don't know. Whatever. But yeah, we're all really rooting for her.
The World Championships this weekend.
Mm-hmm, very exciting. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Time for some great news. Good news, bad news.
Good news, bad news.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The good news is...
Yeah.
Rain.
Yes, lots of it.
Which like you love.
Oh my God, I'm going to be so happy. Sunday, Monday, or
listen
whatever.
To this. Okay.
And this is what's coming in from the Pacific Northwest and the Gulf of Alaska. This is going to be a colder system, bringing a lot of rain to the north of the state and then also to the Pacific Northwest. We get the tail end of it, but we're going to get some measurable rainfall as we head into late Sunday into Monday.
Yes.
We could see about an inch of rain depending on where you live.
An inch of rain.
That is awesome, man. It's going to be a bitch to drive.
Nah, we're good drivers here. What are you talking about?
I need to stay at home and listen to the thunder, and that's going to be great.
Here's the bad news. Mm-hmm. Rain is about to set off the, quote, tick time bomb in California.
Okay.
Ticks.
Oh, no, really?
Come out in force.
Oh, yeah.
When it rains.
Wow, blah.
If ticks come out more when it rains, and they do because it's moisture. They like moisture.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean for 2021, a year that the Weather Channel recently announced would turn the United States into a tick time bomb? A tick time bomb.
You know, they just sat there at their desks and laughed their heads off.
We
when
need
they
to come up
out.
With a great name.
You're going to play the Hives. Tick, tick, boom for them.
The adult Western black leg ticks.
Oh, those are the best.
Emerge first after the first rains in fall in California, right around Halloween.
Mm.
Huh.
Who knew?
How about that? What a surprise.
Yeah.
And then they go on to say that ticks can have, of course, Lyme disease.
Sure.
And Lyme disease isn't great.
No.
It's an infection that's characterized by fever, headache, fatigue, and sometimes a skin rash.
So COVID's not enough. Bring on the ticks.
We're strong health-wise, so we're good. Left untreated, Lyme disease can spread in joints, the heart, the nervous system, and in rare cases, it can be fatal.
How's it getting into my joints, man? I
not
have those,
not
like,
those joints.
I have them
joints
totally
of, like, your
sealed.
Elbow, your knee, that kind of stuff.
Got
yeah,
you, man.
So it's going to rain.
Yeah!
And then a tick time bomb will destroy us all.
You know what? For a little rain, I'm down. I don't even care. Yeah, bring
You'll
it.
Even get Lyme disease for
I
rain.
I will. I don't give a rat's ass.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Last night's Dodger game was quite something to watch.
For the records.
11-2. 11-2.
Yeah.
And we have our expert on, a former Dodger, Manny Ramirez.
We have Manny back?
Yes.
Oh, dude. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Manny Ramirez.
How are you, Manny?
How's it? Manny Ramirez, always fantastic. It's so great to talk to you, Mark and Brian.
Thank you. Did you watch the game last night?
All right. Yeah.
Mm. Well, good. Thanks for talking. That's we'll
shaky.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Did you see Chris Taylor?
What else do you want me to say?
Well,
I think you guys know what happened.
Yes, did
Dodgers
you
score a lot of runs. My advice to Dodger, save some of those runs for a different game. You only have to score one more run than the other team. You don't have to say 11-2. That means they have 9 more runs than the other team.
Right.
That is unnecessary.
Right, but I don't think you can save them.
You know who Marie Kondo is?
Marie what?
Kondo?
The Japanese lady who do organization.
Yes, and she says...
you how to make your house look so much better.
Does this give you joy, that woman?
That's right. She's so very pretty. Make Manny Ramirez get blood flow in his pants. Okay. On top of that, Manny Ramirez learned from her, Marie Kondo. She said, don't have too many things. You only need so many. Only have the things you need. The rest is wasteful. It's excessive. You should learn to be minimalist.
Wow.
Man. Dodgers, score 3 runs, then score 4 more in the next game.
Do you think you could stand up in front of the team there in the locker room and give them that kind of advice? And would it set in, do you think?
I used to do that. Listen here, Pogo. I used to do that all the time. Manny Ramirez, he would get up and he would stand up. And I would say, guys, it's time for me to give you pep talk. Mm-hmm. You know, save one for the Gipper and all that fun stuff.
And save Manny Ramirez, one for the Gipper.
Every time Manny Ramirez would do talk, everybody would stop and they say, Jeff Kent would stop me and other baseball players. Mm-hmm. They would say, hey, Manny Ramirez, next time you give us a speech, wear something besides just your dog strap because you have huge dongs and you have dreadlocks coming out of your jock strap.
So that's what they took from the pep talks the visual.
Manny Ramirez have dreadlocks. Manny Ramirez have dreadlocks up
sure.
Manny Ramirez have dreadlocks down low.
Nope.
And everybody's like, Manny Ramirez, how do you get your hair down low to look like that? I said, well, I go to a stylist. I can take you there. They're like, no, it's okay. But everybody seems to be distracted by Manny Ramirez.
Sure. Not to change the subject at all, but what should the Dodgers do when they're up 5-2? Should they just stop trying?
That's right. Not only should they stop trying, they should go get some bums from the alleyway and then let them play. Not only
go get bums?
Random people?
Yep. And then not only do you get a chance to let your good player rest, mm-hmm. but you get to save money, too, because you don't have to pay bums too much.
That is true.
That's good advice.
Do you have any advice, because the Dodgers are now on the road for the last 2 games. They're in Atlanta. Do you have any advice for that?
Yes. Don't eat the ceviche on the road, and if you're going to save money on things, don't save money on tattoos and sushi.
Those
are the things that you should spend top dollar, because if you get a bad one, you're in a bad way. Manny Ramirez do a lot of puking, have a lot of bad tattoos.
So you learned the hard way.
I learned the hard way. Also, don't sleep on syphilis. If you feel like it's there from one of the whores that you find on the road, go ahead and get it checked out immediately. If you want, just soak your whole body in Epsom salt and lemon juice. And sometimes that can stop the problem.
I think that's good advice both for the Dodgers on the road and all of us.
And for all of us,
we can all learn a little something.
Man, you're very wise today. Yeah, you're very wise.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Hey, you guys want to go to Lebanon?
No.
Why?
All right.
Okay.
I figure maybe Manny Ramirez take a couple of days off, go to Lebanon. Maybe Pogo and Johnny K want to come with you.
This is how you should start your weekend. You should call 818-955-KLOS,
mm-hmm.
and you'll win automatically Red Hot Chili Peppers tickets.
So if I caller 13, that's mm-hmm. right. You're going for sure. And the tickets, by the way, on sale at Ticketmaster, which is nice.
And you also get to play the KLOS high-low game
mm-hmm.
worth $1,700.
Oh, so you're saying they should win some
yes,
cash.
That's the way to kick off your weekend.
That does seem kind of nice.
The high-low game is a number between 0 and 95, and the last guess was 17, and it was too low.
Doo-doo-doo-doo-boo.
818-955-KLOS, caller 13. Good luck.
And for your dialing music, we have something here from Pop Evil. If you haven't run into this one yet, good stuff called Survivor on KLOS. Pop Evil is who that is. It is called Survivor.
Time for the high-low game. KLOS, who is this?
This is Chad.
Chad, you're caller 13.
No freaking way.
Freaking way.
You're going to go see Chad and the Chili Peppers.
Oh, my God. I have been trying for so long, I did not think I was going to get through.
Well, you did, and you're caller 13, both. So you get the Red Hot Chili Peppers tickets.
Gosh.
They're going to play with Beck on Sunday, July 31st at SoFi Stadium. And you get to play the KLOS high-low game. It's up to $1,700. It's a number between 0 and 95, and the last guess was 17, and it was too low.
All right. I'm going to go 18.
18. That is your guess, is 18.
Yes.
All right.
That is also too low.
Nah.
Nah. What are these noises?
I don't know. But nonetheless, you're going to see the Chili Peppers sometime next summer.
Alrighty, I guess that's all right. I'm just kidding.
Right on, man.
We'll play the game again in the 5 o'clock hour.
And these guys have something to say to you now.
Hi, I'm Tom Peterson from Cheap Trick, and you're listening to 95.5 KLOS Los Angeles.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Is it Friday? Yeah, it's Friday. Yes, it is.
Oh, naughty word, yes.
Yes. In an hour, we're going to start our old request fest, which we love so much.
It's going to be nothing but loud stuff.
First, I must run something by you guys because I had a theory before, and I was very surprised what I found out. This is about 15 years ago.
Okay.
And ever since then, I have been judging waiters and waitresses.
Okay.
So I went to an Italian restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And a waiter comes up to me and says his name is Gianni. Hey, my name is Gianni. I don't do an accent, but...
What do you mean? That was beautiful.
He's like really Italian-ing
it up.
Like
I'm in Italy, uh-huh.
He's really pouring it on.
Right.
Yeah, so you want the meatballs.
Hey.
Yes. And I know, like, his name is Chad.
And he's from West Hills.
And he's from West Hills, and he has no connection to Italy whatsoever.
Yeah, but his boss is back there going, you get out there and sell it.
I'll tell you what it is.
All right.
This is something that we sort of stumbled into.
Okay.
And waiters and waitresses, back me up on this if you can.
Uh-huh.
And you can do it anonymously if you'd like. But people put on accents. For example, we found out that people who put on British accents get higher tips.
Really?
Yes.
So Madonna would have gotten really good tips back in the day when she
was a waitress,
speaking that weird...
So we would have waiters and waitresses call and say, yes, I put on a British accent because I get better tips.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
And so when Gianni comes up, I'm like, no way, mother effer. I'm like trying to figure out, did he let it slip at some point because he's not Italian?
Right.
I don't believe him.
Right.
He's not Italian. And I interrupt him and ask a question so I can catch him off guard.
So, you know, in Rome, what happens when?
Right. Yes, the meatballs.
Hey, which line go you down to the Colosseum?
Neither of us would get better tips because we can't do the accent. But I don't buy it from any... Once I found that out...
Uh-huh. Yeah?
That you get better tips if you have an accent.
Hmm.
I don't buy anyone's accent.
So,
and there's probably been 100 waiters and waitresses that I've had that had a genuine
some sort
accent,
of accent. Yeah.
That I just didn't buy.
Right, right.
Because I'm always looking at them with the stink eye like, no way, man.
Do you mean that girl that I get food from Jack in the Box from all the times faking that British accent?
Yes.
I mean, I don't even tip her. It's Jack in the Box.
Well, I don't know then.
Oh, why the hell would you like another Big Mac then? You come to the wrong place.
But we did have people call in saying they do specifically a British accent.
Huh.
Because they get more tips than they do if they just have an American accent.
That's fascinating.
And let's be honest, people love the British accent here.
Yeah.
Sounds a little more upper class or
whatever.
We're
very obsessed with our English friends.
So Gianni at the restaurant.
Hey,
you love the meatball. Hey, yes.
Hey, the lady, she's lovely. Get the linguine for her.
F you, Chad. Tell me what part of Simi Valley you're from.
So what are you asking the folk?
I'm asking waiters and waitresses if this ever happens.
Oh, okay. 818.
If you are or were a waiter or waitress.
955.
Go ahead.
KLOS.
Uh-huh. Did you ever put on a fake accent, and does it help you get different tips?
And do you know anyone maybe who does, who like pulls it off all the time, and you see them? I mean, I would be tempted, but if you can't do it very well,
of course not.
Right.
You would learn to do it if you make better tips.
Sure.
You wouldn't do it like us, or Gianni, who was basically about our level.
Really? You really think it was that bad?
Oh,
huh?
It was so bogus. Bogus. I still still gave him a normal tip, but I didn't up it because I didn't buy his accent.
Right. Right. Well, you did. So you ever taken down your tip because
no.
you think? So, yeah. Well, good.
No, I don't take it
That's
down.
Good. No, no.
No, because, listen, that guy's bringing me food.
Right.
I want him
exactly.
I want him to have everything he wants.
Yes.
I will
Thank you.
I tip a great amount at restaurants because I love waiters and waitresses because I know
always have.
That job blows
yeah,
because
a lot
you have
of work.
To deal with people
yes,
and people can suck.
Yes, man. And they're so privileged and important.
But Gianni's a liar, right?
Most
That's
likely.
My question.
I think you might be right.
818-955-KLOS if you're a waiter or waitress or were and you have seen this in action or you've done it yourself.
Yeah.
Give us a call and let us know. So I know whether to go back and take money back from Gianni. All right. Do waiters or waitresses fake an accent to get better tips?
This is a fascinating thing. I've never even thought of this.
Once that we did the call in and people called in and told me that, I've been obsessed with it.
Sure. No, I will be now. I know I will be from now on.
KLOS, yeah. Hello. Who's this?
My name is Kaylee.
All right. Kaylee, you're a waitress or were?
I was a waitress in college.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned that groups of men love accents and love women with accents. And I would always fake an Australian accent and got so many tips. Over
there you
and
go.
Over again.
So
there
you noticed specifically groups of men who liked women who had foreign accents.
Yes.
Did you decide to go for the?
Loved it.
Did you decide to go for the Australian because you could do it, or just because they liked Sheila's a little more?
Because that's the only one I could do.
Right,
I wasn't
yeah.
even good at it.
Let's hear it a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, let's hear it. Yeah.
Give us a little.
Yeah, talk about the food.
Can I take your order?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I can do that on air.
All right.
Sure you can. Look, we got okay, a big tip for you.
Oh, you got a big tip?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, hello, guys. My name is Kaylee. How are you doing today?
That's all it takes.
Yeah, that would be it.
That's all it takes,
Beautiful.
Right? And you noticed that you got higher tips.
I did.
Unbelievable.
Time.
That is amazing.
Right?
I'm fascinated by this.
Waiters and waitresses, call in 818-955-KLOS.
New single from Hailstorm, Back from the Dead.
That is a great song.
Yeah, long live rock and roll. That's damn good stuff.
Just so, tweeted, I have a theory that waiters and waitresses use fake accents because they get better tips. And your experience is this A, true,
uh-huh.
fake bastards, or B, false wouldn't work.
Right.
So and? Far, it's 67% false.
It's six. What does that mean?
The poll, meaning... two-thirds say no, it would not work.
It wouldn't work. They wouldn't cough up the cash?
Correct.
They
no,
wouldn't
no,
give
no. They're
extra.
Saying that they don't think waiters and waitresses
are
use
faking
a fake
it.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
But how now, last when you talked about this...
I think everyone's faking it now.
15 years ago, what was the percentage of people that
I
called
I don't
in?
Remember, but it was very much... I think we were only asking about the British accent, too.
Oh, okay.
So that may have changed a little bit, but it was shocking how many people... admitted
right
to using a fake
hey man whatever brings in a little extra
Agreed.
Money I would 100%
I would do that
do
in a second
absolutely
of course. You have to deal with customers for God's sakes
what about you hello KLOS
you're bloody will right
nope that is not an accent you
get
use.
You get your food thrown back at you if you do that
that is not an accent you use
but thanks for trying very hard
that was about as good as ours
yeah exactly.
KLOS hello
I always have to use an accent, otherwise my butthole won't go in your mouth.
That's true. We're not interested unless you've got an accent.
That is true. We
Thanks
do love your
calling.
Accent. Thank you. All right, call us if you're a waiter or waitress and you found this to be true. Using an accent gets you more tips. 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS. Southern California's rock station. Maybe some kind of heads up, you know, that the mics are on.
No, who cares?
Anything like that.
I just guess.
We are talking about waiters and waitresses and the idea that they use fake accents to get better tips.
Whatever it takes, I guess. And I'm impressed by this. I love that people are working that kind of angle.
And by the way, I agree.
Yeah.
More power to you.
Yeah.
You have that kind of story?
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about the accent.
Yes.
Restaurants.
You were a waiter. Okay. Where were you a waiter at?
I was working in Hawaii.
And?
And?
And Australian people do not tip to Americans. They only tip to their own kind. So in order to get good tips from the Aussies, you gotta have the Aussie accent.
Ooh, but don't you run into the danger of someone discovering that you're faking it? Or are you really good at it?
It was. I had all of the ammunition that I needed, and you know, not too loud, not so other tables could hear. And if I needed to play that card, you know, just run with it the rest of the night, it would just kind of drew on me.
That's what I was going to ask: is do you target a table and use that accent, and then go to another table
and speak normal?
Just speak normal,
right? Forget about that. I was that I was from Australia,
right?
Or that I'm actually American. Yeah, no, it kind of just an act. So it was more fun than anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was more fun than anything, kind of just to get to the shift, but definitely see that tip with a certain group of people.
Hey, and then and let me say, you said that you were armored with all of your stuff and everywhere. Are you saying that you had a place that you were from in Australia, like if they were to ask?
Exactly.
Yeah.
The town I was from, friends in that area. I had the whole
What town thing. What town were you from?
New South Wales, Australia. New South Wales.
What, and have you ever never ran into somebody that was from the same town or from the same town? Mate?
No. Whew. Thank God. Yeah. No. That would have been risky.
That's pretty awesome.
But I changed the last name to Coughlin, which is a popular Australian last name out
there. Look at you.
Yeah, I was playing the part pretty good.
Right on, man. All right, thanks for calling.
KLOS.
Very interesting.
Hi there.
Hey.
Hi.
Waiter story. Yeah, I was a waiter at a really high-end restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to do an Irish accent.
So you were pulling off an Irish accent to increase your tips?
Well, I tell you what, I like to do the clogging and I dance and I do it all.
You didn't do clogging. Get off
our
phones.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, it's true that people use accents. I used to wait tables in college too.
Oh yeah.
And I think that last girl was onto something, because it's always the opposite sex. And when I was a young guy, I was cougar food, man. I'd be going after them.
Meaning what? Meaning like 30s, 40s, 50s aged women?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And what accent would you use?
So I'd walk up and just, hi, how y'all doing? My name's Alex. I'll be taking care of you. Can I interest you in a Presidente margarita? Something like that.
And that's all you needed to do, and you would get better tips.
Yeah, but you got to keep it up.
Yeah. Of course.
It's like, if you got people in your section, you got to lighten the draw and then turn it up.
Right. So was this in here in California? Because I wouldn't obviously work in Texas or where they do talk kind of like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
What city?
That's awesome, yeah.
Oh, right near CSUN.
Right near CSUN. So if you've ever had a waiter who had a fake Texas accent.
He was faking it!
He was faking it!
He was faking it!
Don't tip! Yowza! 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 Is that the only song we play with the Yowza?
No, there's 17 other ones.
Okay.
It's kind of weird.
We have enough time for one quick Florida story before we get into our All Request Fest.
Oh, the All Request Fest! Party, party, party! Yes, Florida, of course, always.
Marion County, Florida. Officials say a man is being held without bond. He was fighting with his neighbor. Mm-hmm. He was very angry at his neighbor because his neighbor's cat came onto his property.
Oh, my God. A cat came onto someone's property?
Yes.
Well, no wonder he's angry. What the hell?
So they fight about this for a long, long time. And finally, the guy goes, that's it. I'm done. I can't take this anymore.
Right.
Your cat is on my yard.
Oh, my God. A
cat.
Can
you imagine?
A cat.
Can you imagine getting upset about a cat being on your yard? It's insane.
No. I wish my life was that boring.
So guy who's angry, Clinton Anthony Bliss Jr.
Oh, Clinton Jr.
Goes back into his house. And gets a gun.
Uh-huh. Sure, like you do.
And says to his neighbor, I'm going to kill your cat. I'm going to shoot your cat.
Shoot a cat.
Yes.
Because it's on your property.
Yes.
What's it doing?
So then the cat...
Purring?
Then the cat owner says, hey, don't shoot my cat. That's absurd.
Right.
And the guy goes, you're right.
Boom! Shoots him.
Kills him.
What?
Dead.
Holy cow.
Being held for murder.
What?
Over a cat on his yard.
Well, he's not going to regret that in 15 years sitting in prison.
What are you in for?
I killed a man because of his cat.
I could have shot the cat, but I just went ahead and shot him.
Florida is a giver. And I love that about that state. I haven't heard that song in a long time.
I know, right? Wow, that sounded really damn good.
Wow.
Yeah, that's where Matt in Hollywood kicking off our All Request Fest.
Every Friday from 5 to 7, we do All Requests.
Whatever is going to get your damn weekend started. It
nothing slow, nothing down.
Right.
We're looking for a party.
Yeah, loud stop.
818-955-KLOS.
I'm going to have to go dig for it. It may be something we don't play all the time, but if we can find it, we'll throw it on.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. It's our All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
Hey, how about some Nazareth Expect No Mercy?
A nice one. Who's this?
This is Tony from Riverside.
Tony from Riverside?
Done deal.
Good deal, man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. That's for Carlos and Santa Ana, and also for me.
Anytime rage comes up,
yep.
Someone asks for it, you're more than happy to say
I'm
yes.
I'm in. It is our All Request Fest. 818-955-KLOS.
Hello?
Hey, kids, how you doing?
What's up, Dad?
Karen. Hey, I want to hear Bad Motor Scooter by Montrose.
That is a really good... I love that damn song.
I do, too. I like it better than Motley Crue with their motorcycle.
Oh, poor Monty. Take it easy on Motley.
I like that song. I just... Why do they have a motorcycle at the beginning? It's about girls.
True. All right, man. Here you go. Some Red Rock.
Were you doing a motorcycle sound effect?
I can't. When I'm listening to that song every time, it's so annoying.
It doesn't sound like a motorcycle.
No, I think it does.
That's cool. Like, you're good with that.
Precious little all request fest. You know what? If you call us, we don't have anybody here. It's just me and this guy, Kevin, my friend Kevin.
So we don't have phone screeners or anybody else.
Yeah,
so
we're
answering the phone. So we try to get to you as fast as we can, but hold on. If you
actually get put on hold, set up a tent and go ahead and move in for a little while, and we'll grab you as soon as we can.
We're not great.
We don't know what we're doing.
Correct.
818-955-KLOS.
A gracious good afternoon. This is your operator, Miss Tomlin. How may I help you?
Hey. Can you hear me?
Yep. No.
Hello.
Hello? Is the caller there? Hello? Hey. You're on from Poughkeepsie.
Can you hear us?
are we reaching, gentlemen?
No. No.
Yes. Oh, no.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay. Hello. Hey, are we reaching yet?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, happy Friday. Hello?
Is there anyone there? Friday! I like Friday.
Hey, happy Friday!
Yeah. Woo!
You heard one word.
Woo! I didn't hear that. What's up, man?
Hey, let's get it going. Give me some Motorhead.
Oh, dude.
I want to hear some Lenny, because you guys loved Lenny yesterday.
Ace of Spades is all yours, man.
Everybody was talking about that as their pump-up songs just yesterday,
true.
Wasn't it?
That is true. We got a lot of them.
Yeah, that was awesome. That. Yeah.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's our whole request fest. What can we do for you?
Hey, you told a story about the cat-hating guy.
Yeah, boo!
Boo on that guy.
Boo!
Yeah, boo.
At least he didn't shoot the cat. He shoot a person instead.
I like that shooting a person is better.
In the eyes of many.
You know what? He probably killed the cat later, but nobody knew about that part.
Wow, way to bring us down.
Yeah, what the hell? I was celebrating, and
what's
now everything
wrong with you?
Sucks.
He sucks.
Yeah, right?
I want to hear this song by the Presidents of the United States of America from Kitty.
Oh, Kitty. I should play the uncut version.
Yes.
Maybe not.
Yes.
Yeah, my friend did not know that it was such a naughty song. Played it for her kids when she bought the CD.
Oh, excellent.
She's like, oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Excellent.
What's your name?
Red Dawn.
Red Dawn.
Red Dawn.
F you, Kitty. You're spending the night
outside.
Well, I was in a hotel room with Jim Morrison. Some of those calls from that suspect person occasionally. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. You ready to play High or Low? It's worth $1,800.
It is.
We're going to do it in just a couple of minutes, so don't wander off. And if you're caller 13, when we start to play, you get to go see the Chili Peppers at SoFi Stadium.
So almost $2,000 as well.
Yeah, damn straight. So stick around. We'll do it in a few on KLOS.
Highway to Hell.
Wow. That's beautiful singing, dude.
95.5 KLOS. Can we help you?
Hey, do you have any Candace?
Candace?
Candy's nuts fit in your mouth.
Ah, nice.
Well played.
Well played. Well played, sir. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I want to hear Perfect Strangers. Deep Purple.
Well, all right. Who are you?
This is Ray from La Habra.
Ray from La Habra, consider it done.
Nice.
That is one you don't hear enough. I really like that Deep Purple and Perfect Strangers on KLOS by request.
All request fest. Yeah. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. It's our all request fest. What can we do for you?
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Wow, that's weird.
Hey,
what is going on? Everybody's getting disconnected.
KLOS, hello.
Hey. Yeah. Hey, can you play the Pump Me Up song? Jane's Addiction. Stop.
Great song.
You got it. Who are you?
Victor from Sereno.
You got it, man.
Thanks, Victor.
Thanks, dude.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We're going to have to pause the request just for a second so that we can play the high-low game.
Oh, yeah.
818-955 KLOS. You get to guess a number between 0 and 95. And if you get it right, you will win $1,800.
Woo! Damn.
Plus, you automatically win tickets to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers at SoFi Stadium.
Yeah, if you're caller 13, you're a winner for sure, man.
818-955-KLOS.
And who's this for?
This is for Carlos and Santa Ana. Wanted to hear
Misty Mountain Hop.
Led
Zeppelin. No, I refuse. We're not going to do it. Oh,
we're doing it.
It's on. Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Time for the high-low game, and then we're going to answer this phone, and then we'll open up the lines again for requests for our all-request fest.
Yeah, one more hour of party music, man.
KLOS, who's this?
This is Candy.
Hi, Candy?
Candy, you're caller 13.
Oh, my God, no way.
Yes, wait.
Yes, and I really want you to win, because when I was a kid, one of the nicest girls I ever knew was named Candy. She was my friend's sister, and she was super nice. So you got to win. $1,800.
Hold up. Yeah. Candy, are you nice?
Oh, am I not? Yes, I am very nice.
Well, there you go.
All right, good. Just checking.
Yeah, so win.
All right, so...
Well, if I wasn't, I
too
want to win.
Yeah, of course. The KLOS high-low game is up to $1,800.
Oh, my.
The last guess was 18, and it was too low.
So do you have a guess for us?
No.
18 too low. You want to go with?
I want to go with 27.
Are you high?
I'm high.
Damn it.
You are high.
Candy.
Candy is high.
Well, Candy, nonetheless, it doesn't matter. You're caller 13, so you're definitely going to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes.
So, tell my old friend Darren hi and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Candy.
I want to thank Danny in some town called Los Angeles for requesting one of my absolute favorite Stone songs.
I've never heard of that city.
It's hard to narrow those down, but Tumbling Dice, what a great song. What a nice way to wrap up the ARF.
Agreed. It's our All Request Fest every Friday from 5 to 7, and that wraps it up for us. A lot of great requests today.
Yeah, you guys are on fire, man. That's some nice humans calling, too.
Agreed.
That's really nice. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty.
Enjoy. I'll see you Monday.
Oh, and one last thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
Couple of monster hits on the charts on this day in rock. In 1965, the Beatles were at number one with Yesterday, while the Stones were also in the top 10 at number 10 with Satisfaction. Bob Seger had a lot of success with music in the state of Michigan, but on this day in rock in 1976, he released his Night Moves album, which was the first to do very well for him across the board. Because they started off life as rock stars, on this day in rock in 1993, the Gallagher brothers of Oasis signed a 6-album deal with Creation Records for £40,000 in advance. What is that, like $65,000?